Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast Christmas Edition, starring Dave Schilling, Mr. Potter, Fred Claus, he's Santa's brother, Joey Devine, Hans Gruber, Flick, Sean Keane, Buddy the Elf, Prancer, Patreons, John Bailey. Thank you, John Bailey. I hope you're related to George. Matt Hawmaker. Thank you, Matt. Silky Johnson 23. Thanks for everything, Silky Johnson 23. Musical guest, Pete Miser. And now the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock podcast, and we are back with our annual, very special, fan favorite, I would say, Christmas episode with, first off, Sean Keane is here. I gotta say Sean Keane, but that's less exciting.
I'm here. It's not as exciting.
More importantly, we have our special Christmas guest every year, comedian, T-shirt salesman, small business owner, Caitlin Gill. Caitlin, how are you?
Hi, Sean. I was excited you were here. Joey, I am also excited you were here. And hi, everyone in the Round Ball universe. It's nice to be back. I think my last Skype call was 1 year ago on the
phone,
and it was last year's Christmas show. Yeah. So that
ever
was an exciting time.
Ever since that, you just Zoom, baby, right?
Yep, just zooming around. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Yeah, I hate it. Makes me want to die every single time.
We use Skype because we are technical idiots, and it's what we know.
Hey, use it. If it ain't broke, use it. And I'm pretty sure it's not. It works. I'm not coming for Skype. That was me. As soon as I said it, I was like, is that embarrassing? Is everybody Skyping all the time? Is this me admitting that nobody calls me?
No.
No, in fact, we had, we did an interview with Joe Quazala and Kristen Studdard for something that we've yet to air, the episode, but it'll be coming in the new year. And when I texted them that we'd be on Skype, Joe Quazala responded with, Skype? Okay.
Yeah, it is. You know, I sent it by carrier pigeon. Did you load your musket?
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, again, I'm not coming for Scott. I don't know why. That was the low hanging fruit that I could reach for, even though I'm 6 feet tall.
We record
and everybody asked if I played basketball, but I didn't. Full disclosure, basketball fans, I didn't.
Yeah, we record on Periscope, so if you could download Periscope,
if you could travel to the past,
isn't Zoom like just a Trojan horse for like corporate espionage, though?
I don't know, but what is it?
Like, yeah, that's true.
An app on your computer that has I'm looking at a little camera at another little camera. If they wanted to see me, that is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like this topic is going to come up later, so I'm just going to take that. You know where I'm putting it? In my pocket. And then I'm going to forget I did that, and I won't make this call back later. But I'm going to, you know, I value this moment now.
So first off, Caitlin, before we get to why you're here, even though probably most of our listeners know, we don't normally do this at the top, but you actually have something important to tell people about. You started a business.
I did. So this year being what it is, I decided to see what I couldn't make happen. I started a business and I make cool shirts, awesome shirts. It's called Guarantee Shirts. And if you go to guaranteeshirts.com, you can see all the shirts. They're awesome. I really love them and I think they're really good. And I hope that you like them and I think you'll look great in them. So you should look at them and acquire one if you so
They're
wish.
So good and so
What's
funny.
What's your absolute favorite t-shirt that you sell?
Probably the Blanchett hoodie. I did feature it prominently on the site. So if you do check out guaranteeshirts.com, you will immediately see what I'm talking about. And our model, Leslie Bones, did a great job on every product that we have to offer. Folks seem to really love our States series. So when you check out our souvenir series, our little travel bits, yeah, I think folks dig those, which makes me proud. I have a shirt that says nipples. I have a shirt that says I farted, and it makes me really proud to think that those will be in the world. A customer emailed to make sure they were going to get a shirt by Christmas, and of course they did. But I did, through correspondence, discover it was an I farted shirt going to a child, and it made me so happy.
That's great.
So happy. So already the accomplishments, you know, the pride. And I think you're good, and I keep getting better at it, which is cool. So we're creeping up there, but first 100 customers will always be closest to my heart and always get the best deals and all the hot news. This is just our first collection. There's more coming in a few months, kind of a seasonal rollout type deal. More products and fun stuff, too. So, yeah, you'll hear about it first and always get a little extra present. And thank you for supporting us early.
I think it's so cool.
I'm excited. I can't believe how they...
I really like the Florida design in particular.
Yes. Yeah. The winter in Florida is one that I am fond of as well. Those are hits. The Alaska, the desert Alaska theme. Just, yeah.
That's guaranteeshirts.com. Spell it for our listeners.
GuarantE shirts.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Perfect.
T-shirts. I guarantee you some shirts.
So buy some funny
it was
t-shirts.
The fun that I could get the website and the Twitter for and the Instagram. So it really narrows your options. I knew it was going to be punny. I had to, I think I found a sweet spot with guarantee shirts because I promise those are shirts. I can guarantee that they are shirts.
Yeah, that's all you could ask for, really.
Honestly, it's right there in the name. I told you what I was giving you. I promised, and that's what I gave you. If I shipped you, like, you know, a sock, then you could be like, hey, you broke your guarantee. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be a shirt that you open up. And I'm pretty sure you'll like it. But yeah, I think Judy My Dench is the... I Farted and Judy My Dench were the two shirts that started it all. So go see the OGs and the rest that they inspired. And thank you for letting me babble about it. I hope everybody finds them and enjoys them very much.
All right. Sean, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm getting excited about this NBA season. It's weird they're not just starting on Christmas, but we're here to talk about the Christmas games, right?
Yeah, we are. In fact, that good lead-in, Sean. That leads us to explaining what this episode is. Sean and I are, of course, gigantic NBA fans. Caitlin Gill is not really an NBA fan. Like, she sort of knows because she's friends with us, but that's basically it. So what we want to do is walk you through, you, our listeners, through how to talk to your non-NBA friends and family about the Christmas Day games to keep them interested and make you look not like a psychopath who's watching TV on Christmas. Sean, why don't you tell Caitlin what our first game of the day is?
Okay, so here we go. This is our first game of the day. We have the New Orleans Pelicans playing against the Miami Heat. That game's at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern.
Can I ask how basketball is being played now? Are they back in their cubby?
This
basically varies state to state.
They were doing so good. Didn't everybody go to that weird little spot and they all got to hang out in their little eco dome?
Yeah. I mean, I think they hated it, but yes, that is how it worked in Orlando, Florida, on the Disney campus. I think people hated that they couldn't see their families for like 2 months.
You know what? We all hate that. I got to say that there's a lot of people who can sympathize with that feeling.
I think the bubble did not turn into a super spreader event, which is not true for like college football games, but right. I'm sympathetic for like an NBA player who's told like, well, you can have this prorated version of your salary that we're already cutting because of this pandemic, or you can see your 4-year-old, or you can leave like you're going to war in order to make up the schedule of the Washington Wizards. Right. So basically they're playing in empty arenas for the most part. Certain counties like the San Francisco 49ers have to play all their home games in Glendale, Arizona right now.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
So, and they're like moving the Rose Bowl to Dallas, I think, mm-hmm. even though the place where the Dallas Stadium is actually doing even worse than Santa Clara. But then the Golden State Warriors owner has made a very ambitious, like, on-the-spot COVID testing plan that he spent all this money on. The city of San Francisco was like, yeah, you're not having fans.
Mm-hmm.
Not having fans. I will say
is what's very clearly going to happen is in, like, 3 weeks, the NBA is going to buy, like, 2 million vaccines from one of these companies, vaccinate everyone who works for them, and then donate the other 1 million or whatever to some state. That is very clearly what's going to happen.
Yeah, the NHL was already like, we'll pay double for these vaccines.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what? Should we get the nursing homes first? And they're like, sorry, bro. It's our plan.
Now, what I will say is interesting.
Miami and New Orleans, where are they going to play?
They're playing in Miami.
I think everybody's just playing in their regular arenas.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But the arenas are, for the most part, empty. I think Memphis gets to have fans. I think some of the Texas teams are getting fans. But Miami might. I'm not sure.
I think there were only 3 teams that were having fans, and I can't imagine that that's changed in the last month, you know, as we became the mm-hmm. most infected right. country on earth.
So this is
a good question. It's good to get through here. So we're just going to go through this quickly.
Oh, but what I do want to explain to Caitlin real quick, because we're not going to talk about this team, but here's an interesting thing. You know how the NBA has one team that is in Canada, correct? The Toronto Raptors.
Right.
Well, the country of Canada will not let them play in Canada because they would have to go to America much.
Yes.
So this year they are the Tampa Raptors.
Oh, you know, that's serious. That's a tough shift. I mean, I guess it's nice this time of year, but that is an abrupt change.
It's also
how is Drake taking it? Is he going to be okay?
Excellent question.
Already living in Florida right now, but
I think Drake probably has had coronavirus, right?
Well, I mean, he probably got it from someone whose high school hadn't been closed yet, right?
That or Kevin Durant, right?
That's true. They did hang out together.
Yeah, he has Kevin Durant's jersey tattooed on his body. Remember?
That's right. Yeah.
The other thing we should point out to Caitlin before we get to the games themselves is normally the NBA would have been playing already before this week. Normally they start around Halloween.
Yeah.
But this is the start of the season now. They play a couple of games on Tuesday and a couple of games on Wednesday. But this is like double important for NBA fans now, these Christmas Day games, because it's also the start of the season.
They've been denied and deprived. Yeah. They're so ready.
And it's always five, you know, featured games, featured teams.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Sean, explain why New Orleans at Miami is one of the games.
Okay, I'm going to start with the Heat real quickly.
Sure.
The Heat went to the NBA Finals last year. They were the fifth best team in the East, but they played very well in the bubble in Orlando.
Good for them.
And their best player is a guy named Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy is...
Sorry. That's a great name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he basically...
You're going to like Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. So he has some odd things about him. He was a longtime Chicago Bull. Got traded to Minnesota, where he was very unhappy with how lackadaisical their young stars were. He was traded to Philadelphia he played like half a season mm-hmm. in Philadelphia.
He butted heads with the young stars in Philadelphia too.
Uh-huh. But Jimmy Butler is now, he made his way to the Miami Heat. His big thing is he'll like work out at 3 a.m.
Well, that's because his best friend.
Instagram. Oh yeah, his best friend
is Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's just precious.
Yeah.
He loves country music.
Uh huh.
And he was like, he's a multi-time All-Star, but he was drafted 30th in the mm-hmm. draft, so he's essentially consistently had a chip on his shoulder, and he lives in his entire life like that. Yeah, working out at 3 a.m.
But he convinced all of the Heat players to also start living on Mark Wahlberg's schedule and going in to work out at 3 a.m.
Yeah. And he's
happy Wahlberg to have that kind of power. Like, I admire it's got charm, but like, I be careful. That's, you know.
Also, more importantly, he also opened a small business in the bubble,
yes.
Caitlin.
Yes,
this is the thing you're going to like the most.
Does he make t-shirts?
No.
This is a crowded industry.
No, but
come on,
what
Jimmy
he did was he got to the bubble and determined there was no good coffee in the bubble. And he opened a coffee shop inside of his hotel room called Big Face Coffee, where it was $20 for a cup of coffee. No matter what yes. size, no matter what it was, he made a little sign on his Disney World hotel room door that uh-huh. said, like, latte, Americano, you know, he made it all.
Yeah.
And now he also does have Big Face Coffee merch.
Yeah, but it's more like...
He wears a hat that says owner on uh-huh. Big Face Coffee, and he has some of his teammates... Because it was $20 for a cup of coffee, started wearing hats and t-shirts that said, I paid my $20.
Uh-huh.
I approve.
Yeah. No IOUs either.
Yeah, more importantly, on the sign it said no IOUs.
Yeah. He also had a friend. He also had a friend on the team. Oh, I'm sorry. One of the team staffers created a rival business called Little Face Coffee.
Yeah.
The opportunity was there. An mm-hmm. $18 cup of coffee is suddenly pretty, you know.
Well, and one of his teammates, Goran Dragic, posted a video on Instagram of him going to Big Face Coffee and it was closed. And he went, oh, shoot, guess I got to go to Little Face Coffee. All sad.
And then, okay, so the reason the New Orleans Pelicans are playing is because they have a very exciting rookie named Zion Williamson. Caitlin,
yes.
This player is...
I'm somewhat culturally aware of Zion Williamson, mm-hmm. and if I recall correctly, we were speaking of him last year.
Yeah, his shoe exploded.
Shoe exploded. He's he is absolutely the kind of athlete you would love because he is essentially... just like as muscular as a bull, basically. His body is like all muscle.
He has a childlike disposition. He feels a little bit like Shazam. If that makes sense. Has,
like, I would say he kind of is like a bit of a like Paul Bunyan figure.
Yeah.
I'm a little biased because I read the excellent novel Cuyahoga recently. Mm-hmm. But yes. Very, very much a like, you know, sober Johnny Appleseed kind of almost like he and his name is Zion. It's incredible. So he was hurt most of last year, but when he plays, it's the greatest thing ever because he just is knocking people down. He is dunking.
He tries to dunk every single time.
And he occasionally will hurt himself because he is so explosive and moves so quickly that sometimes his own joints can't keep up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that weird Bo Jackson effect where you just explode your own body on accident. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's very possible that this will be the most exciting game of the day, I would say.
Well, that's a good start. I will say good strategy if you want to keep, you know, the non-basketball family and friends tuned to the Zoom with the basketball in it.
Now, speaking of Jimmy Butler, we did make you watch his Michelob Ultra commercial.
Yes, and I love it. I have a personal fondness for Hall & Oates and that song in particular, so I enjoyed that quite a lot. That was pretty terrific.
I also just like that commercial. There's very few NBA commercials I like, but I really like that one. It's so delightful. Just a delightful commercial. Also, Michelob Ultra, the weirdest possible beer for one of the weirdest possible guys.
Yeah.
I really couldn't put the context of the commercial is strange. Man packing.
Mm-hmm.
Man leaving going to the bubble while drinking beer.
Yeah.
Interesting choice, the slamming the beer while you're packing for the bubble. It's a good call, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I should re-strategize how I travel once I travel again.
We should also
just
mention,
incorporate more light calorie drinking.
I should also mention, one time Jimmy Butler said he doesn't have rear view mirrors on his car because he doesn't like to look back.
Yes.
That, I, you know, he's a very literal man. I think.
Yeah.
But he did sing You Make My Dreams Come True out loud, and that made me very happy. And there are some commercials or things where I just like to imagine the person isn't being paid in on set, but like, you know, you've just taped part of their day, like Nick Cage and Next. Like, they just didn't let him know that they were filming and just followed him around instead. Nick Cage in a lot of things, but particularly that movie. And I'd kind of just like to believe that, like, oops, the camera was on while I was singing and getting ready and drinking my beer.
I know that's
not true, but give me this illusion. It's been a long year.
I actually think that the original concept for the commercial was not him singing. Mm-hmm. It was just him preparing and they were playing it and he started singing and they were like, you know what?
That's what we're doing now.
All right, Tom, we got to move on. Caitlin's on the clock. What is our next game?
Next time is the Golden State Warriors at the Milwaukee Bucks at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. The main people to watch in this are Giannis Antetokounmpo, 7 foot
Greek man.
He's the Greek freak. He's
his nickname is the Greek freak.
He's also a very childlike man. Mm-hmm. Like last summer, he was trying to eat traditional American food.
Yeah, he was. So he'd be like, just tried Funyuns for the first time. Uh-huh. OMG.
Yeah, OMG.
Incredible.
Yes. Yeah.
Corn dog. What is this?
Yeah.
Anyway, he has been the subject of just rampant speculation.
Well, we should also say he's been the best player in the league for like 2 years.
Yeah, he won MVP the last 2 years. And because he plays in Milwaukee rather than a different city, there's a huge amount of media just devoted to where he's going to go that isn't Milwaukee.
Right.
And this week he signed a 5-year contract extension.
The biggest contract in NBA history.
That is true. That is true. So he is now locked up in Milwaukee for the next 6 years. Now, will they still speculate about him being traded? Yes, but at least for now.
it's a happy day in Milwaukee.
Yeah, there's going to be like a 3-month break from articles about how he's going to leave the city because other places are better than Milwaukee.
Because Milwaukee is such a fucking shithole.
Now,
I think Milwaukee famous is probably a pretty good famous. I mean, every city has its local celebrities, and there's some towns in which it is better to be a local celebrity. And I'm betting that Milwaukee isn't a bad one.
Mm-hmm. There's also a lot of athletes who have famously been in Milwaukee for like 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. So sure. It's sort of a weird, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did demand a trade 45 years ago. Yeah. So that's accurate.
Well, that's going to come up. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Also a man who was born into abject poverty, taking the money is a great move. He has a lot of siblings.
They're making, yeah. He had an almost, I would describe it as an almost Aladdin-like existence when he was a child. His family immigrated from somewhere in Africa, I forget exactly where.
Sudanese.
Yeah, to Greece, where they wouldn't give them citizenship, and they were like literally street urchins in Greece for years until he grew to be 7 feet tall and now makes will make $275 million for the next 5 years. Also, all of his brothers have made the NBA as well.
I'm sorry. His family is Nigerian. I'm sorry for that.
Well, you would have to. Malcolm Gladwell, you owe him no apology. Yeah.
Giannis also has two giant brothers who are not really that good at basketball, but they are giant. Mm-hmm. And one of them plays on his team.
Thanasis and Kostas Antetokounmpo. But.
Okay, so what is going on with the Bucks? They had the best record in basketball 2 years in a row, but have fallen short in the playoffs two mm-hmm. years in a row. So that's kind of he's like a two-time MVP who still needs to prove himself.
Yeah.
Well, he's got this 5 years. Way to go.
He does have some time.
And they will be
really good this year, too.
And they are, of course, playing our Golden State Warriors.
Yes, the Mighty Mighty Warriors. How are they?
It's very hard to say because
through the ether, I keep hearing things about like injuries. Is that a current issue?
Yes, Steph Curry basically hasn't played basketball in a year.
Super. He had a broken wrist last year.
Somebody fell on his hand in the fourth game, and then he came back on like March 2nd, and then the pandemic started March 3rd.
Best people in the NBA. Yes. This year he's I think the first NBA player who has been able to sell his own brand of CBD. That's new this year. But he tore his ACL in the 2018 finals. NBA finals.
Yeah.
Sorry, the 2019 NBA finals. And then he hurt himself again he is out for the year again from an injury he suffered playing pickup basketball.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
So
that's so cute. And also, oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
such like a dad move.
But what I will say is they've traded for a man this season that you will love, Caitlin, named Kelly Oubre Jr.
Uh-huh.
Who easily the most handsome man in the NBA, I would say.
Oh, I'm looking. Okay, hang on, I'm gonna Google.
Yeah, he was on the Suns last year and invented their nickname Valley Boys with a Z. And takes pictures of himself, like took an amazing photo shoot where he's dressed as a very handsome man dressed as a cowboy. And it said, Valley Boys mount up.
I hate just looking at him that he knows that I have a crush on him.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it makes me mad that he knows. And like, oh, here you go. Here's my crush. You can just have it.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I know.
He's very Instagrammable as a man. He's a clothes horse. And also the Warriors have, because they went from being a dynasty to literally the worst team in basketball last year, they got to pick very high, and they picked a giant teenager named James Wiseman,
mm-hmm.
who we still have not. It's funny because of the onerous rules about college athletes receiving anything good at all. Mm-hmm.
Right.
He got like his mom got like a loan from his college coach when that guy wasn't even a college coach.
Mm-hmm.
So he played very few basketball games. So
Caitlin, I sent you a photo of Kelly Oubre dressed as a cowboy. Okay.
Just yes, it made sure me really happy.
Yeah.
But James Wiseman also looks adorable. I mean, I'm already rooting for both of them. And yeah, I want them to be like friends and like, you know. I want
to
be friends, okay, guys?
And the Warriors also have a notable sort of tentative failure as a number one pick named Andrew Wiggins. He was
I'm rooting for him even harder.
Yeah.
Oh, Andrew, prove him
he
wrong.
Has a lot of like Canadian Michael Jordan related nicknames.
His nickname was literally, he was so good in high school, and he's from Canada, they gave him the nickname Maple Jordan. And of course he has not been able to live up to that.
What? Who could? That's an impossible nickname to live up to.
Okay, so that's the other game.
But
so
that being said, they're not going to be that good, but they're going to be very fun, the Golden State Warriors this year.
Right,
I'll take a rebuilding year.
They're going to make the playoffs probably. Last year was the real rebuilding year where they were the worst team in basketball.
Well, I wish these three characters luck. I am glad that I looked at them.
It's funny to me that
these are celebrities who are, undeniably talented and deserve the recognition for the hard work that they've put in through their lifetimes. And I was like, who now? I guess I'll Google him. Look at his smiling face. So funny. Yeah.
The Bucks have another very adorable guy they just traded for named Jrue Holiday. Mm-hmm. I would say the two main things about him, he has two brothers who also play in the NBA whose names are Justin and Aaron. Mm-hmm. So Jrue is a little bit out of place, I would say, as a name in that family. But also he once sat out part of the season to help his wife, a professional soccer player, deal with her brain cancer.
Yeah.
So he's seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
There's some kind of thing about there's so many ways to be an athlete. And I'm assuming that a few of them are deeply connected with their instrument and body, like that guy. Mm-hmm, and if you are an athlete married to another athlete, that seems more likely. And brain cancer, that's a stop all sort of thing. Not just because it's your wife, but because it's a body thing. Mm-hmm, it's an alarming body issue. It's not a dislocated thumb. That's not coming back in a couple weeks. That's a hit pause moment.
Yeah.
I'm making a lot of assumptions, but it seems
And they had a baby. So he's he loves his baby. It's very
that's
cute.
Yeah. That's cute.
Okay. So our third game, Brooklyn Nets at Boston Celtics. A
lot of fun stuff to talk about here.
Here's the main connection is that, After a year of being kind of hurt, the Nets had a very similar year to the Warriors on a smaller scale, where Kevin Durant, who was injured for the Warriors, signed with Brooklyn, missed the whole season with his injury. Kyrie Irving, the most interesting player in the NBA, also missed most of the year, but he had previously played for the Boston Celtics, where he was blamed for them falling short, as what happens when a black athlete leaves Boston.
They wrote a bunch of coded racist hit pieces about him. Yeah.
And Kyrie Irving, these teams played an exhibition game earlier.
You're going to like this, Caleb.
Most teams have basically just been playing geographically close teams. But before the game, Kyrie Irving was saging the court.
I did see staging the court pop up, and I just love it. Love it so much.
No, I mean, it's legitimately because he is a hippie. He, his mother was a member of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, but also what a hilarious diss to a team. that is a hippie, farting in your bedroom. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's I am associating this whole building with evil spirits, and I'm going to get rid of them. And people in Boston are going to hate this so much. Just
I love it.
White guys in tank tops being like, "Oh, that's our coin." That Kyrie, don't be saging that. We're gonna have to get some donuts from Dunky and get the smell back.
Another thing. Kyrie's made a lot of waves. First off, we should also mention Kevin Durant. Who's the most perpetually online man in the universe. He fights with children on Instagram constantly.
He's on Instagram all the time, and he reads all the comments and watches all the stories, often of people he doesn't know. He told a story about there was this guy contemplating suicide. I silently watched.
So I DM'd with him for weeks asking him what that was like. Not trying to help him, just I wanted to know what depression was like.
But also really, really, really good at basketball. Sure. Possibly one of the best basketball players.
But we don't need to. What, this is not. This is not a podcast about basketball.
Well, you want to see? Yeah, yeah. But he, Kyrie has famously claimed he was not going to talk to the media. He called beat reporters pawns. Mm-hmm. Also has expressed doubts about, you know,
the Earth being round.
The Earth being round, and his he constantly has like pyramids and like things that people who believe in the Illuminati will have a lot of validation by Kyrie's.
Yeah, experience. Kyrie is like the hippie kid who also watched Loose Change.
Yeah, yeah. And right. Also, for the record, he also gave like upwards of $3 million to like food charities and the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. Like he's an extremely charitable man.
But yeah, this is an interesting pairing because it's two of the most famous NBA players. And one of them, Kevin Durant, is like perpetually unhappy and like almost doesn't know who he is as a person, it feels like. And Kyrie knows exactly who he is and is maybe the most confident person in the NBA, but is also much worse at basketball than Kevin Durant. Yeah. So it's a very strange dynamic.
Where well, also, yeah, and also because, the, yeah, yeah, go ahead, sorry.
They had, they literally had, before their first preseason game last week, an Instagram Live where they were openly discussing the offense. Like, they had, like, a strategy meeting over Instagram Live.
Yes. They also have a new coach, Steve Nash.
Who you might
Hall
know.
Hall of Fame, point guard, yes. White guy, yeah. Canadian. But, so that's, they have this guy. And they hired him to be their coach, even though he's never coached before. But they hired his old coach as an assistant coach. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of hilarious, and also exactly what the organization did 6 or 7 years ago with Jason Kidd and his former coach, and it did not work out. So funny to see them like going to this weirdly specific well of like, I want a star point guard who played for the Phoenix Suns, and I'm going to hire him, and then the guy who used to be his boss will then be his underling.
Yeah, yeah. What could go wrong except what went wrong last time?
Well, and also, I would say Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant are two of the more difficult personalities to coach. And this man has never, and he's Steve Nash, and he's never coached before.
Yeah. I mean, basically, both these guys are so good at scoring the basketball just by themselves without there being a play run. There is some understandable bristling sometimes. When the coach is like, no, we want to make like 5 passes, and raises his hand and says, or I could just dribble it and score from any spot on the court because I just did that.
Yeah.
And the coach is like, well, yes, we under. Okay. But yeah. And then they're playing Boston. I would say the interesting thing about it is that the fans and media in Boston really hate Kyrie Irving, and his teammates all still just love him. After their exhibition game this week, there was basically like a line of his former teammates like lining up to hug him. And then Boston has some young players, including this guy, Jason Tatum, who got one of the world's worst tattoos last year.
And he fixed it, though, didn't he?
He did, but it said across his shoulders, it said very large. It was God's plan. And he did not have the apostrophe until months later.
Well, you know, hey, that's no regrets. It happens.
But what I will say, the other interesting thing for a casual fan about the Boston Celtics is they're in Boston, but their players have become maybe the most outspoken team politically. They recently wrote a op-ed as the Boston Celtics players in the Boston Globe that was anti-facial recognition technology for the police.
which is like such a sophisticated issue.
Yeah.
And it was right after their Trump donating white small forward signed with a different
name. Left. So who literally his wife posted a
like a goodbye message, Boston.
But in the goodbye Boston letter on Instagram, she wrote, she thanked the Boston police for hanging out with her and checking
they said they
on,
checked
her every
in
day.
On her every day, yeah. Which is like,
which sounds like, oh, she was fucking the Boston cops when this guy was out of town.
Or you're under investigation and you're just not aware of it.
So actually, if he'd stayed on the team, they would have had to make it fuck the police. And then an explainer that's like, no, she's, it's what she likes to do. Okay, let's go to the next game.
Yeah,
I think
the Dallas Mavericks at the Los Angeles Lakers at 5 p.m.
Ooh. 5 p.m. prime time on the East Coast. So the Lakers are the defending champs. They have LeBron James. I think you're pretty familiar with LeBron James.
Yeah, I have heard the name. It's popped up.
Mm-hmm. And Anthony Davis, who you might Davis, also know, he has another unibrow.
He goes by the brow, a distressing personal branding choice that he is now 8 years deep into and cannot escape.
Hey, as a unibrowed person, I can say that, like, either way, it's a commitment. You're either tweezing every day or you're not tweezing every day, but you're thinking about it, that's for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know what? I mean, props to him for just saving those couple minutes every day.
Sure. Yes.
I mean, he has like a full Bert from Sesame Street eyebrow, basically. Yeah. It's not
it
just
impressive.
Like, yeah, it's an impressive eyebrow for sure. But they're playing Luka Doncic, who I would describe on the Dallas Mavericks, who I would describe as the NBA's new great white hope.
Did we need one?
No, but he's also this guy's really good and really cool. He's very young. He's from Serbia.
Slovenia.
Sorry, God.
They actually defeated Serbia in the famous 8-day war.
Yeah, no, he's from, Slovenia. He,
actually, I think the war was only 7 days. I apologize.
He's 20 now, right, Sean? 21?
I think he's 21 now. He's going into his third season.
He has a tiger tattooed on his forearm. When he came to the NBA, he claimed his main goal was to marry Jennifer Aniston.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, buddy.
He has
for
this,
the stars.
His mom is smoking hot.
Yeah.
He's also weird as a great white hope because he's foreign. So it's like a weird thing where he's from a place where whiteness isn't really a thing. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, what is his racial divisions? It's like, well, it's, you know. These Muslims in Bosnia and these Christians in Serbia really have a feud with each other. And he's also white. So
he's really good at basketball, though.
Really good. Really
so
fun.
Dallas will take him. Dallas doesn't ask any questions. There's no you're not from around here, are you?
Well, he's
Dallas
almost
has a
the perfect
of...
Dirk replacement because he's also a foreign good basketball player.
Dallas has an unusual number of Euros all the time, mm-hmm. and even players that seem like they would be European. They traded for a guy named Rafe LaFrance, mm-hmm. who was like a big white 7-footer, but I think he's from Kansas or something. Dirk Nowitzki was their best player. He was German. They had Steve Nash for a while. He's born in South Africa and Canadian. So it kind of, and they also have a big Latvian guy named Kristaps Porzingis, who looks like he's made out of pipe cleaners.
More importantly, they have Boban.
Oh yeah, Boban. The only NBA player to star in a John Wick film.
Yeah, you might recognize Boban as the giant man John Wick beats up in the library in the beginning of John Wick 3. That's Boban, who is maybe the most delightful man in the NBA. He's the biggest person in the NBA, also the biggest personality. Very funny, weird guy. Also very funny and weird to watch him play basketball.
He does seem like an exceptionally large, like a different type of human being.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw him once. I went to a live game where he, I saw this live game where he dunked the basketball without jumping and yet dunked it so hard that they had to stop the game and repair the basket support. And you don't see that a lot.
This is LeBron James is the star of Space Jam 2, which is coming out. And can I read you, Caitlin, the plot synopsis that leaked for Space Jam 2?
Are you familiar with the movie Space Jam, the first one?
Uh-huh,
it is somewhat outlandish in that it's... you know, it's Michael Jordan teaming up with animated characters and, you know, fighting for their freedom against monsters. Anyway, pretty outlandish, but still not at nearly as crazy as Space Jam 2, A New Legacy.
Here is the plot to Space Jam, A New Legacy. During a trip to the Warner Brothers studio, NBA superstar LeBron James and his son accidentally get trapped within a world that contains all of Warner Brothers stories and characters.
Yeah, so they're all associated with a corporation. An IP lockbox they're trapped in. Yeah.
Under the control of a malfunctioning, all-powerful force named Al G, played by Don Cheadle.
Al G or is he AIG?
It might be AIG, I don't know.
Who received a bailout, of course, during the housing crisis, which led to this movie.
With the help of Bugs Bunny, LeBron must navigate through a never-before-imagined world filled with iconic movie scenes and characters as they reassemble the Looney Tunes to rescue his lost son. Now, to get back home, LeBron and the Toons have to unravel AIG's mysterious plan and win an epic basketball game against digital gamified super versions of the NBA and WNBA's biggest stars as the entire world watches.
Oh my God, it hurts. Now, it hurts my face and head.
We should also mention...
Digitized, gamified.
Sean, that there's been some leaked footage from a party that had sequences where The Mask, the Wicked Witch of the West, and Voldemort were spinning basketballs on their finger.
Oh my God, why not?
I honestly thought
like
that
the merger of too many dimensions, like alternate timelines crashing in one another in a way that's a little uncomfortable for this already surreal year, but sure, throw it all in the salad. Why not? Garbage plate of a movie sounds great.
you know when you see those fake things when Electra Lemon Demi puts out like, oh, yes, Here's Will Smith doing the Aladdin closing song. I thought it was something like that, but no, it was clearly going to be, it's clearly the real film.
This also
replaced their original concept for a sequel, which was called Skate Jam, starring Tony Hawk.
I will say,
it doesn't have to be mutually exclusive. We can have
fun. Right. Yeah, you can still do it.
We did an entire podcast asking what Warner Brothers classic Warner Brothers characters and scenes we wanted to see in Space Jam 2. And my friend Kaylin, not to be confused with my friend Caitlin, who is on this podcast, came up with the best one, which was he wanted to see Sean Penn screaming, "Is that my daughter in there?" from Mystic River, and then Bugs Bunny in a dress comes out of the coffin.
I think you found it. That's the one.
By the way, the other thing I wanted to add is they did film part of this movie at superfan Jimmy Goldstein's house. You have not seen him for a while. He is like, he looks like the sun has turned him into like human jerky, and he's always wearing like crazy leather hats and outfits. And
his business card, most importantly, says Jimmy Goldstein, art. Architecture, or no, it's architecture,
fashion,
basketball.
Wait, he's in the film?
They just used his house.
Yeah, which is a famous house.
He goes to like 100 basketball games a year. He sees all the home games in LA, and he also goes to like the press conferences after the games.
I mean, sure. What,
he's also like a slumlord, but...
yeah, I was going to say, this doesn't look like a man who has honest money. That's what I'm going to say about... I don't know him. What a bold assumption to make. Perhaps he's a benevolent millionaire. But it looks like... I don't want to believe that David Icke is right and that lizard people are among us, but it does feel like he grew out of that hat.
And I think he basically lives in a fancy, like, historic mansion that's right next to LACMA.
Yeah, I believe our friend CJ Toledano and Megan.
Neighborhood.
I believe our friend CJ Toledano and Megan Gailey have actually been to Jimmy Goldstein's house for a party that is
the,
one time.
That's the person I would be most, I would most expect to have been.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we got, let's hit this last game.
Last game, here we go.
Okay, this one's at 7:30 p.m. If you're, this is a real endurance contest for Christmas fans on the East Coast.
Hour 12 with basketball.
It is the L.A. Clippers, the L.A.'s other basketball team, playing at the Denver Nuggets. Mm-hmm. So the Clippers are like, they've always been the little brother to the Lakers, but sure. They've been like, before that, they were almost like, a little brother that also ran away and lived on the streets. Mm-hmm. But they've cleaned themselves up pretty good. Yeah, they've been pretty competitive. For the last decade, they have mostly been better than the Lakers. And they have added two superstars. One of them is named Kawhi Leonard. We've talked about him before. Noticeably silent. There are also a lot of, like, funny, weird legends that people lie about him on Twitter, going out to dinner and only eating a giant bag of apples that he brought.
Bringing
with him
his own bag of apples and saying apple
that
time.
Is,
yeah.
That is incorrect. But when he was in college, he would say rebound every time he got a rebound in practice or games and then go, board man gets paid. Board man gets paid. Mm-hmm. Like, if you get rebounds, you get paid. Mm-hmm. They also fired their coach, Doc Rivers, this year. And, their other superstar, Paul George.
Now, this is the guy you, I think, will be into.
So here are a couple things about Paul George. One, he cheated on his former coach.
Well, before we get to that, we should point out he is statistically one of the better players in the NBA.
He's made the playoffs a bunch of times. He came in third in the MVP voting just one season ago. Mm-hmm. So he's pretty good. But here are the other things he's known for. He used to date... Before he was his coach, he dated Doc Rivers' daughter and cheated on her with a, people always like, damn, she was some kind of dancer. I'm not going to make aspersions. Yeah. And I think they're now together.
Oh, that's not an aspersion. That is aspirational.
He definitely impregnated this woman while he was dating Doc Rivers' daughter. He's a notable Gatorade spokesman and made a lot of commercials about him succeeding in the clutch in games. However, they often run for the entirety of the NBA playoffs
after he's been eliminated.
His team has been knocked, like, swept in the first round.
Yeah. Right. And,
so there's a lot of, like, people will often put the
some very the Reebok energy.
He changed his. He,
absolutely. Yeah.
His name is Paul George. So very boring name. But he changed his number to 13 specifically so he could have the nickname PG-13.
Which is just a thing you observed.
That is not the same as a good nickname, buddy.
PG-13 also means, like, this classification means it's not going to be as good as you think it might be.
Exactly. This is sure to disappoint every audience age range.
There's going
to
be one F word. There's going to be one F word in this movie.
Yeah. He also last year began referring to himself as Playoff P.
Mm-hmm.
And was very, very bad in the playoffs.
He was so bad in the playoffs that Twitter gave him the nickname Pandemic P.
Oh, that's a little cold, but I mean, try harder. That's topical. It's going to stick.
And in fairness to him, I believe he was hurt all season long last year, but you know,
also basketball is very hard and I can't play it. So honestly, any time I make fun of an athlete, just remember that I can't run. So
he just displays a lot of Greek tragedy style hubris. You know what I mean? Like, calling himself Playoff P right before he was terrible. Like it's always slapping him in the face. He signed an extension with his old team, talked about how much he loved playing in Oklahoma, and then a year into it, forced a trade. He has now extended his contract with the Lakers. Mm-hmm. It's great. Like,
but he's also talked openly about going to, like, therapy to deal with a lot of this stuff. which is very admirable and cool.
No, he's like the most human player, and the fact that he's very good, but also just has these feet of clay.
Yeah,
it makes him a very compelling figure to me. Whereas Kawhi Leonard is like a basketball robot, yeah, which is also entertaining. But they also signed this year the second handsomest man in the NBA, Serge Ibaka. Mm-hmm. So that'll
Sean, do you want to explain the scarf incident with Serge Ibaka to Caitlin?
Things about Serge Ibaka that I'm going to mention. One, he has a YouTube show called How Hungry Are You, mm-hmm, where he brings teammates to his house and makes them eat things like, I believe Kawhi, he tried to eat a pizza that had bull testicles on it. Oh, no, mm-hmm, bull penis on it. It's always like snakes or things like that. And also, last year, he and his teammate OG Anunoby were both wearing scarves, and they declared a scarf off.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, I believe
this is. Yeah, just sent Caitlin the image of how he won the scarf off.
Look at this picture. I believe he went to like a home furnishing store that's near the arena and was like, "Make me the biggest scarf possible," mm-hmm, and that's the scarf he wore to win the scarf off. He is great, truly one of the NBA's treasures.
Yes, that's a masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
So these teams met.
One point said, quote, "I don't do drip or money or fashion. I do art." And yeah, described his the way he dresses as art.
I love that.
He used to be star Kerry Hinson as well. So they're playing the Nuggets. These guys played in the second round of the playoffs. The Clippers were up 3-1 in the series and lost in a crazy way where they basically trailed every game at halftime by 15 to 20 points and then came back in the second half and beat the Clippers. And we're just going to talk about two players very briefly. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with Nikola Jokic?
I feel like I've heard those syllables combined before. Yes.
Okay. No, Nikola Jokic is a Denver star. He is Serbian. He is he's one of the strangest NBA players ever in a great way. He's 6'11", he's their center, but he's
built like a refrigerator.
He's built like a refrigerator. He's like big and strong, wide and white. He's
very strong, but no muscle tone.
Yeah, very strong, no muscle tone. Cannot jump higher than
I feel that
he cannot jump higher than about 2 inches,
and yet he's a dominant rebounder,
and he's maybe the slowest man in the NBA.
But he also plays massive amounts of minutes, mm-hmm, and despite him being very tall and beefy, he's an incredible passer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He's maybe the he's one of the best passers in NBA history.
He'll hold the ball over his head and without looking, like just gently tap it behind him to a guy who's streaking.
Scores a wide open dunk.
No look passes. He'll pass between people's legs. And again, he looks like maybe like a bouncer or a guy that's too tall to be an offensive lineman. And also, he's notably far more interested in horse racing than NBA basketball.
And I want to send you
a first player, but he once got really mad at his coach who came to visit him in Serbia for riding his prize horse too fast.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to send you right now his passport photo.
Yes. Oh, please.
And tell you now, before you look at this, just I want you to picture one of the best players in the NBA.
Okay, and then the best players.
Probably a top 5 player in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, that looks like my passport photo.
Exactly.
This looks like my photo for La Concha Gym when I was 15.
And this is him basically when he came to America to play professional
basketball player. here's a picture of him on vacation. He is in the bottom right. He doesn't look like this anymore, but this is when he was, this was about 10 years ago.
It's not about where you're from.
Right.
It's about where you're going.
Well, he describes how he finally got into shape to be an NBA player by he stopped drinking 4 liters of Coke every day.
That'll do it. Yeah, that'll make a big difference.
The story about him preparing to get on the plane to America to start his new life and just like tipping back a 2 liter of Coke in the security line. Okay, then the other player on the Nuggets that you have to know about is named Michael Porter Jr. He is notably, look, first of all, he missed his rookie year and came back and was incredible his second year. He's another very tall guy with a lot of skills. And this year he talked about how he believed that COVID was being used for population control. Mm-hmm. And in the course of that, explained that he'd never been vaccinated and possibly never been injected by a needle his entire life.
Which is an adorable assumption if you're a student of public schools in the United States, honey, you were. And it's cute that you don't remember. Way to block the trauma. But
he definitely
I'm going to bet that you don't have measles. So
I'm pretty sure most youth basketball leagues make you have prove you were vaccinated before you play in them.
I have a feeling
the only player I would have believed is like Steve Young. And I know that's a dated Mormon athlete reference, but there's very few people that move through many public institution systems without having been vaccinated. It's just one of those things we do.
I just think Steve Young was also a bit of a fun bachelor for long enough that I think he's like, hey, I gotta learn about some of these medicines.
Sure, yes.
So he also, the other thing he did that while he was injured at the start of last year, did not play because of his back injury, was living in like kind of a shabby one bedroom apartment in Denver with one or more of his many siblings. He has a lot of homeschool energy, I would say.
Absolutely.
But he began playing NBA 2K, the basketball game, against like
randoms on the internet.
For money, including a pair of like graduation Air Jordans that a guy had played and wagered against him. And he notably said, like, look, I'm not sponsored by Nike, so I can't wear these. But
yeah, but I won them from a fan that I invited to my house on Twitter to hustle in NBA 2K.
And one guy lost to him and just ran out of the house.
He said he left his money in his car and he'd be right back and then ran away. So that guy's dumb. The other fun nugget I would say is a man named Jamal Murray, who I think you would really like. He's very small, he's very exciting, and every time he hits a three, he does an air bow and arrow.
I can appreciate that
celebration. Yeah, I thought you'd like that. That's why
he has funny hair, and he's from a suburb of Toronto. Yeah. So I feel I don't know why I'm treating Canada like a fairyland, but I kind of feel like Jamal Murray is
because like you've been in America for the last year, so yeah, it sounds like an unbelievable utopia.
Yeah,
and everyone I met from Toronto has been like so kind and also good looking, like sort of overwhelming. That I'm like, yeah, this guy rules.
So those are the NBA Christmas games. Do you have any other questions you want to ask about basketball this year, Caitlin?
No, I'm glad that people had it. You know, to enjoy during this year. I hope that you don't go to any games, and please don't watch any of these games with your family in person. But I do hope that somewhere digitally you are able to enjoy them with family or friends who were not initially fans. But I think this year's episode might be particularly helpful to those who have been, as I have, in quarantine with a significant other since March, with a lot of intimate one-on-one time. And if, you know, where your passions don't fall in the middle of the Venn diagram, and you might have to do some persuading to like turn the TV to what you want, like, let this be your guide. You could convince me with these adorable stories about the sweet men that I wish that I knew in the NBA. So yeah, good luck to all of you out there who, if you aren't hanging out with your fam or your extended friends fam, and you have someone in your life close to you that doesn't watch a lot of basketball, I wish you all the best in convincing them that Christmas Day is worth spending with these Giants, these beautiful, adorable Giants.
That's the best way. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Go to GuaranteeShirts.com and buy something for your friends or family that you can't see. Dear God, please. No, I'm just kidding. We're doing really well. But I'd be happy if there was like a couple Round Ball Rec listeners that were in that like group of my first 100. That would be so cool. Thanks.
Perfect. Sean, anything you want to plug?
Nah. No. Oh, there's going to be a lot of previews on roundballrock.net.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Big range. A lot of good stuff.
And as for
me,
you
collab.
Can
collab. I'll make you guys a tea sometime. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. As for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, where on December 22nd, 2015, I tweeted, "It's cool that the post office has only one person working 3 days before Christmas. The 79 people in line are having a blast."
Frankie.
I'm not sure Frankie reads the news.
That was on 2015. I'm reading old ones.
Oh, I looked up Christmas. Okay, gotcha. Well, that's, you know what? He's just being somewhat ungrateful, but not timely.
Don't worry.
He's not trying to defund the person.
Don't worry. This will make you mad. Yeah. On November 29th, 2012, I tweeted, "The fact that we can't call Christmas trees anymore is crazy. Nuts."
What does he think they're called?
Corn Pop said it right.
On December 25th, 2010, I tweeted, "I understand wearing Christmas colored shoes on Christmas, but why are Kobe's shoes the color of barf? Highlighter yellow for Christmas?"
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Well, stand strong, boys. Enjoy your holidays.
Trust the process. That's been our
trust
show. Sean,
process.
Did you write a song?
Yeah, I gotta. I'm gonna. Yeah, there's a song. You're gonna be surprised by it.
Okay.
You're gonna love it.
Trust the process and shut it down. Everyone have a wonderful holidays. We love you all very much. Patreon.com/roundrockpod. GuaranteeTshirts.com.
Trade, they told me, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. You're playing with Chetty, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Coach Beeline will retire, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. The river caught on fire, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pum-pum-pum, rum-pum-pum-pum. So I'm with Dan Gilbert, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Lord of the Slums. Colin Sexton, pa-rum-pum-pum. I've been on bad teams too, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. My deal I did extend, pa-rum-pum-pum. And I banged iCarly's friend, pa-rum-pum-pum. Rum-pum-pum-pum, rum-pum-pum-pum. Can I play the five, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum? Let's not run and gun. Coach JB nodded, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Kevin Love got real fat, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. I led the league in boards, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our logo has a sword, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pum-pum-bum, rum-pum-pum-bum. great JaVale McGee, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I'm Andre Drum. Trey Saunders, me, pa-rum-pum.
How can it be?
You're playing with Jenny, pa-rum-pum-pum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.